As we said, this morning is a special service today. Today is our special missions Sunday. Missions is very much a part of the life of this church. Really, every Sunday for us is Mission Sunday. We take up a mission offering every Sunday, but we are taking up a special offering today, which Karen will come and tell you a little bit about later. So let's just bless Karen as she comes up this morning and leads us as we have our Mission Sunday. Karen heads up our missions team, and we just really bless Karen for her heart for mission. So praise God. Bless you, Karen, as you lead us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. To start off with this morning, I'd just like to go through what the CRC mission is involvement, and then also talk about the missions for our church, what we actually are involved in regarding regarding missions. Technology, I didn't turn it on.
That's better.
Okay, so CRC movement is involved in world missions, and this is just a PowerPoint just to let us know, to show you who's involved, who's the actual leaders of the CSA movement are with World Vision. Pastor Barry Silverback is the International Missions Director, and his assistant is Pastor Kevin Hughes, and they do a lot of going out into other countries as well and just serving over there. And then we have the National Chairman and the Australian Missions Director, so he's involved in what the Australian side of the missions is. It's Pastor Mike Groom. And the strategy, as you read there, it's our strategy is a whole movement strategy with all our respective nations working together. Australia joining with New Zealand, PNG, Solomon Islands, Fiji, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Vanuatu, Myanmar, and other nations that God wants to be a part of our international CRC family. So it's really important, as you see there, that it's a global movement. Our God's desire is just to us to all reach out and be a part of the whole movement. And in doing that, you know, they're building dynamic churches in other countries and church planting. And there's ministry training in other countries, in Philippines and Sri Lanka. There's Bible schools that students are being trained up to be sent out as missionaries in their own country and overseas. And world missions as a whole, that it's important that that people are just aware of the missions and what the CRC movement is involved in. And just generations too. Just Pastor Chris prayed this morning about our young ones and even them rising up to be missionaries as they get older. And I'm sure that God has a plan for a lot of them to rise up, to be missionaries, to be sent out. So it's a generational thing. And the verse from Psalm 2, verse 8, it's only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession. And that's just really God's heart for missionary, for missions, and why we exist. The vision for the CRC movement is to expand the kingdom of Jesus Christ on earth by creating Bible-based, contemporary local churches and ministries, and that just goes with Acts 1, verse 8. And what the CRC movement does is to exalt Jesus Christ on all that we think, say and do, and to extend his influence throughout the world by proclaiming Christ's gospel as a New Testament pattern in Mark 16 and planting Christ-centered churches that are autonomous, independent, interdependent and self-propagating, and promoting Christ-glorifying Christian communities which outwork the miraculous and character-transforming ministry of the Holy Spirit, and producing the disciples to just go out and obey his great commission. And at this, no, this is where the CRC organisation, these countries are where the CSC has local churches, ministries and other ministry activities at the moment. That's it. And it's in the presence these countries are where the Australian CRC churches are making an investment into ministry and mission. And when this PowerPoint was made, it was in the next 5 years that the CRC church was to look into building churches and missions in those countries. So it's the prayer of the CRC Churches International Movement that have a presence in every nation by 2045. And that'd be really great. Imagine that, each church, you know, just in every nation. So every nation will hear the word of God. Our involvement at Westvale, we are supporting two missionaries, two women. And one of them is Julie Fonarito, and she's originally from Fiji. And she's a personal assistant to Pastor Barry Silverback, and she's over in Adelaide at the moment. And so there's one lady that we're supporting. And the second one is Roslyn Chan, and she's over in New Delhi at the moment. And we're supporting her too as she works in the mission fields. So we have these two ladies on the notice board that I have for the mission. So I encourage you to pray for them both, because they have a heart for missions and they're the ones that we are supporting at Westvale and financially. And so I encourage you to pray for them. And that'll be really good. That skit sort of reminds us that often we might use what we have, you know, to buy things, to buy the extra pair of jeans or shoes, or spend it on a concert or something like that, when really we can use that money for more important things, and that's in giving to the missions. What I'd like to talk about next is the importance of missions in our church, what we can do to support missionaries and missions as a church, and how we can be a part of supporting missions, and how God's heart is truly for missions, truly touched by missions. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God intended the church to be always giving out and sending out and going out. And as we saw in the PowerPoint before, the vision being that we reach every nation of the world by 2045. There's seven integral parts of why World Missions is an integral part of the local church. World Missions is a vehicle that expresses the heart of a loving God towards a lost and hurting world. And in Mark 16, verses 15 to 16, he said to them, Jesus said to them, the disciples, go into the world and preach the good news to all creation. Missions is the heart of God, his call for us to go out to the nations. This doesn't mean we're all called to go to overseas or on a missions trip or in the missions field, but we can certainly support those who do go. And if our heart is to be a missionary, then it is our task, our job, to step up and go. World Missions gives the church an opportunity to express God's love through a corporate body. In Genesis 11, verse 6, the Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. As a church, we can express God's love by supporting missions, whether it's through finance, prayer, sending letters, or an email. My heart for this church is to see that the church will be eager to support in all areas, and only as a whole that we can do this. We need to be united, and I think Mariel spoke before too, that we need to be united as a church so we can do this. World Missions is the means by which God reconciles the world to himself and brings the local church a strong sense of its ambassadorship for Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, it says, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Being Christ's ambassadors means we are ever reaching out to the peoples of all nations, showing them the love of God and then they will be drawn to him through that love. In our home group studies, we have learned about God as being the reconciler of peoples. That's his heart. So we need, therefore, to grab hold of that and be reconcilers ourselves to the nations. World missions develops and engenders qualities in the church that are consistent with what Jesus taught and showed us in his personal life. In Philippians 2:1-11, it's Jesus taught us by example to have love, compassion, humility, to sacrifice, to show unselfishness, being of one in spirit and purpose, and having a concern for others, to live a life of service and a devotion to God and his will. And that's just a part of supporting and just being called to missionary work and to being involved in missions. World Mission gives the church an opportunity to give. In John 3:16, we read, "This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life." There are people in other nations who have not heard about Jesus. We are privileged in this nation to have Bibles, to have churches that we can go to have the internet and resources that most people can access to find out about God. And we also have the freedom to do so, where other nations don't. There's a lot of missionaries, there's Christians that are in other nations that are actually being persecuted at this time because they don't have the freedom to speak the word of God or to attend churches. And they don't even have the knowledge of God. There's nations still around the world that have not heard of the word of Jesus, have not even heard of his name. So by giving, we are playing a part in reaching the lives of those who have not heard about Jesus, and also by supporting the missions and the missionaries as they continue to work for God. World Missions gets the church looking out beyond itself. In Mark 16:15-16, Jesus said, "Go." The mark of a great church is not its seating capacity, but its sending capacity. And I believe in this church, my vision for this church itself is to have a mission school held here for training, preparing, and sending out missionaries. And I would really love to see that. And being a Christian is getting out of our comfort zone and going into the world. We have a sign as we leave the door, as we leave the church here, as we're walking through the door to go out, saying that we are entering into the mission field once we leave this building. Therefore, we are all called to go. There are opportunities for all to go on mission trips. There are quite a few people in this church that have actually gone overseas and enjoyed serving on small mission trips. And I know that Westvale certainly has a willingness and a heart and support for everyone who is interested. John Stott quoted that we must be global Christians with a global vision because our God is a global God. Our God is interested in the big picture that all may come to know him, not just a few. Therefore, we should be looking at the global vision as God sees it. World Missions promotes growth and brings maturity to the church. Ephesians 4:12-15, it reads, "Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church." Being part of a world mission means growing in our faith and our relationship with God. When our focus is on the things he cares about, we become more outward-looking, and then we become more Christ-like, who has a heart for everyone, no matter who or where they come from. Local churches need to have a missions passion and not just a missions program. Local churches need to have a missions conscience and not just a missions commitment. How can we be a part of missions? We can support financially, support through prayer. We can go on missions trips or become part of the missions team that I lead or help out on days like this. We can use our skills, our gifts from God. I know Tina and John Egan use their gift of love to make children's toys and packages to send overseas. And when Pastor Chris goes over to Sri Lanka, I know that they've given them those packages to take over to bless the children over there, and I bless you for that. We can read about missions. We can study about missions. CIC has an excellent site about missions and all that they do, and it's, I encourage you all to get on there if you have the internet and get on and have a look at the mission site. It's really valuable in what the CIC movement does. There's also, you can attend a Pulse Mission School that they run each year to learn about missions and to learn about what missionaries are and what missions are and how to be sent out and even to become a missionary. There's unlimited opportunities. You don't even have to leave home. You don't have to go overseas to support the missions. So in ending, William Carey spoke, "Accept great things from God and attempt great things for God."
Hero. A person who shows great courage worthy of admiration. A person whose life is a picture of bravery in the face of adversity. Who are our heroes? Are they on the cover of a magazine? Are they on TV? Are they millionaires? What about the unlikely few who give up their lives every day in places foreign to us, in places we rarely see or hear about? What about those who risk their lives to share a way of escape, not only from dictators, oppression, and poverty, but also from an eternity without peace? What about the missionaries? These are not so everyday people. Rather, they are people with an amazing story to tell. Following the Great Commission, like a fire burning inside them that won't be put out, they contain stories of miracles, hope, and salvation. They are witnesses and authors of an epic that we can only read about. They carry the message of Christ, and they carry it around the world, building culture and presenting eternal joy. These people don't come with media coverage, national exposure, or unimaginable salaries. They come with an undying passion to reach as many as they can with a real and loving Savior. They are worthy of our attention and support. They are worthy of our notice. They are heroes.
That just gives us an idea of what missionaries are. They are heroes, doing God's work, and just serving Him in every way they can.
Praise God, Amen. Okay, we want to really pray for the missions team, and I just really want to pray for people here this morning. Maybe that you're here and God has stirred something in your heart to go on a missions trip. And just if you want to, if you've been on a short-term missions trip, just stand up if you've been on one. There's a few here, yep. And Pastor Mike and Shirley aren't here this morning. They've been on a six-month mission trip, and I just pray that we're going to see many, many more people that are going to join, who want to really go onto the mission field, and just it'll change your life. You'll impart and sit down, but it'll change your life. God will do more in you than whatever you do. And so I encourage you to go, and don't be afraid to go. This is a great blessing. You will be blessed as you are a blessing. We're just going to pray for the missions team, and then I'm just going to throw it open that if you feel God is stirring you to go on a short-term missions trip, I'm going to actually ask you to come out of your seat and just stand here along the front. I just really want to pray with you this morning. If God's stirring that desire in your heart, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go to the deepest part of Africa, Could be anywhere God is sending you. Doesn't mean you're going to spend the rest of your life on the mission field. But God is stirring your heart to go somewhere on a mission field, because God wants you to impart far beyond yourself, even into another nation. So I'll just invite the missions team to come out. Let's just pray for the missions team first of all. And then we're going to pray for those that are really feeling that desire to go to the mission field. Maybe there are people here today who will be long-term missionaries, maybe even among the children who are called in such a way. But we want to, let's stand to our feet. We want to pray for this team. And then I'm going to throw it open. If you really feel called to the missions field, that you can come. So let's just stand and pray for this team. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the missions team, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for the newer members, Lord, and those that have been on there faithfully, Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that part of our church, so we're an apostolic church, Lord, which means we're a sending church, we're a going church. And Father, we want to go, Lord, into our community, but Father, we want to go to the ends of the earth, Lord, even as you've commanded us to do. And so, Father, we just thank you for the team, Lord. We thank you for Karen, Lord, for her heart, dear Lord, in leading this team. Father, we thank you for the gifts and the talents, Lord, the insight that you've given her, Lord, in leading this team. And Father, for the others, Lord, what they bring, Lord, for Carmen and Doreeny, Lord, what they add to this team. And Father, I pray, Lord, for those that are even here today, Lord, that you're calling to be a part of this team. Lord, that will bring whatever gifts, whatever they have, Lord, and maybe just a passion, Lord, and maybe a heart to pray. Lord, maybe to write emails or letters, Lord, or whatever it is, Father. I pray, Lord, that those that are here today, that you are stirring, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, that they will come to Kieran after this service, Lord, and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that team. I want to be a part of seeing the gospel spread. And I don't really know what I can do, and I don't know really what I can bring, but I'm prepared to give whatever I have that I might see the name of the Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed to the ends of the earth. So, Father, I pray for those people that are even here now, Lord, that you're stirring to be a part of this team. But, Lord, let your blessing be upon them. Father, give them wisdom, Lord, as they motivate us, encourage us and inform us, educate us about all that is happening right across the face of this earth. And Father, we thank you for the CRC movement, Lord, to be a part of CRC Churches International. Father, we thank you for all of the churches all around the world, Lord, that are doing exactly what we are doing here today. Lord, and so, Lord, we're joining with every church, every CRC church across this nation, but right across the hundreds and hundreds of churches across the world, Lord, that are just standing this day, Lord, and declaring, Lord, that we will go, Lord, that we will proclaim your voice, Lord, proclaim your name, Lord, right across the nations to proclaim your word. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, even now, Lord, that we are joining with our brothers and sisters right across this earth. And, Father, our prayer is, Lord, let there be that mighty harvest, Father, and even as we say, Lord, here I am, Lord, send me. Father, I pray, Lord, for fear, Lord, that people may have. Oh, what about this? What about that? Lord, I pray, Lord, let people walk in fear, not in fear, Lord, but in faith. Father, I pray, Lord, that we won't live in apathy, Lord, and self-comfort, Lord, self-service, Lord, and be self-absorbed. But, Father, let us have the heart far beyond ourselves. Lord, I thank you for the generous hearts of the people in this church who give to missions, Lord, and have given time and time again, Father, because, Lord, they do have a heart, Lord. They've got a hold of something in their spirit. And, Father, I pray now, even as we stand here, for the young men and women, the older men, the older women, Lord, those even children, Lord, that are here, that are with us right now, Lord, that have the desire to go on to the missions field. I pray, Lord, even as they come out of this seat or where they're standing now, Father, I pray, Lord, that you stir something in part of them. So God is stirring that in your heart now, a real call to go on a missions trip. I want you to come out of your seat right now and just get in a line along the front. I just want to pray for you this morning. So if God is stirring your heart, you're saying, yeah, I want to go on a missions trip. No, I'm not looking for a holiday. I'm looking to go and to serve, and whatever I have, I want to bring. I don't know what I can bring, but God's stirring a passion, a desire in my heart to go. I want to go, Lord. I want to take your word, Lord. I want to be a witness to you, Lord, to the ends of the earth, Father. So God is stirring your heart. Just come and stand along the front. We're just going to pray for you and just pray together. So, Father, I just pray, Lord, even as these ones that are coming for, there may be more of you that need to come out to the front. God's stirring something in your heart this day. You're getting a heart of something far beyond yourself, something bigger than you. Something bigger than you. You might not have the money, you might not have the time, but God is stirring something in your heart, and God is able to make a way. God makes a way. When there is no way, God is the one who makes a way. Father, I just thank you for all these ones, Lord, that are standing here today, Father. We just commit them to you. Father, we just thank you by your Holy Spirit. You're stirring them now. Father, I just pray, Lord, you just stir them. Yeah, oversight, come. Just lay hands on them. Just touch them. Just bless them. Father, I just pray, Lord, for your hand upon them, Lord, to be lifted up, Father, Lord, the passion, Lord, of the ministry to come forth in Jesus' name, Lord, for each of these ones, Father, Lord, stir that, Father, I pray, stir that, Lord, stir the core, Lord, to serve you in places, Lord, far beyond, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, let there be a mighty impartation of your Holy Spirit upon each of these lives, Lord, if they're saying, yes, Lord, I'm not afraid to go. Lord, I'm not afraid to go, Lord. Even though I'm coming out of my comfort zone, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've given ministry, Lord, a call to ministry, Father, even to send beyond nations, that a sense that for you, that you're getting called to this. It's not just something that you want to do. But, Father, I pray, Lord, for the call of God, Lord, on each of these lives, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Just stir that, Father, stir that heart, Lord, in each of these lives. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, Lord, that they're saying, yes, Lord, we are going to pray. Lord, we're prepared to give, Lord, we're prepared to do whatever, but Lord, we're prepared to go. So, Father, I pray that you bless each of these ones, Father, as they stand here today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm thrilled, Lord, to see so many responding, Lord, saying, yes, Lord, I want to go on a missions trip, Father. I want to go, Lord. I want to proclaim the gospel, Father. Lord, I'm not afraid, Lord, I'm not ashamed, Lord. I'm going to go and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, even to places that I'm not familiar with or comfortable with, but Lord, I will go. So, Father, I pray that you bless each of these ones as they stand here today, Father. I thank you, Lord, for their heart. Thank you, Lord, for the passion, Lord, to take your word to nations far beyond this nation, Father, even to the ends of the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for everyone else, Lord, that is staying there, staying in their seats, Father. Lord, it doesn't mean they don't care about missions. It doesn't mean they don't have a heart, Lord. But I pray for everyone that is remaining in the seated area, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you continue to stir their heart. Lord, they've been called to be prayers, Lord. You're calling them to be givers, Lord, preparing them to, calling them to be encouragers. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, whether we're standing at the front, Lord, or standing in the seats, Lord, our heart is the same, Lord. You're calling all of us to be involved in missions in one way or the other, Father, Lord. Some are going, Lord, and I thank you for those who go. Lord, there's always the frontline troops in any battle, Lord. Every battle needs the frontline troops that go forward, Lord, who forge your way, Lord, who go, Lord, even into the difficult places, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the frontline troops, Father. But, Lord, those who stay behind, Lord, and support are equally important, even as David said, those that go forward in the battle, those that remain behind, they share equally, Father. There's an equality of that. And so, Father, we see an equality of those, Lord, that maybe don't feel to go, Lord, but maybe they're going in a different way. They go in prayer, Lord. They go by giving, Father. They go by supporting, encouraging, Father. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we all can stand and say, yes, Lord, we stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, we stand to fulfill the great commission to go into all the world, Lord. We all stand together and we all declare that, Lord, yes, we're ready, Lord, to proclaim the gospel, Lord. We respond to the call. Lord, we respond to you this day. So, Father, we commend every person to you, Lord. Those that are right in the front lines, all those that are staying, Lord, in the as support, Father, Lord. But, Lord, we stand together, Lord, for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let there be a great ingathering, Lord, right across this nation, Lord, right across the nations, Lord. We just see a great ingathering, Lord, people coming and surrendering to Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord. Again, Lord, bless Karen and the missions team. But, Father, we just stand together and say, Jesus, you are Lord. Lord, you are the mighty God. Let's lift our voices and proclaim Jesus. Lord, we lift up Jesus. Lord, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we see the name of Jesus Christ lifted over every nation, over every people group, over every tongue, every tribe. The name of Jesus Christ being lifted up. And we declare the name of Jesus Christ this day. We thank you, Jesus, in your mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the mighty King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. All those people that are